There's a new NHS campaign launching that's urging parents to think pharmacist first for minor illness in their children. And the idea of this is that it could save the NHS millions a year. So I'm talking with Dr. Jill Loader, who's Head of Pharmacy Commissioning at NHS England. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell me a bit more about this campaign. What's the aim?
So the aim of this campaign is to try and get people to think about pharmacy as a good place to go as a first place of contact for minor health concerns, especially for the parents of young children. I think people don't realise sometimes how much training pharmacists have. They have 4 years of training at university. They have a year pre-registration training where they're supervised by a qualified pharmacist, and then they have to pass an exam at the end of their pre-registration year. So they're very highly qualified and they're accessible on the high street. So we're trying to encourage people to think about using these NHS healthcare professionals.
I see. That's quite rigorous training. So you have to know a lot about a lot to be able to be a pharmacist.
Absolutely, yes.
How much is this costing the NHS then? What could the NHS save if people did go direct to their pharmacist?
Well, our research has shown us that we've about 18 million GP appointments and 2.1 million A&E attendances are for self-limiting conditions that could be treated very safely and effectively by using advice from a community pharmacist. So we know that 79% of people are aware that pharmacists are trained health professionals who can give advice on minor illness. But we're finding that only 16% of adults and 6% of the parents of young children are actually thinking of going to a pharmacy in the first instance when their child has a minor health condition.
Why do you think that is? Do you think people are just concerned they won't get privacy at a pharmacy? Do you think they misunderstand how much pharmacy can offer?
So I think people aren't aware of the training. There are two pharmacy professionals, pharmacy technicians and pharmacists available in a lot of pharmacies. But also there are private consultation rooms in over 90% of pharmacies. So we're trying to encourage people to understand they can have a private consultation. They can ask to speak to the pharmacist privately and that pharmacists can help them. Pharmacists are also trained in identifying red flags, which are symptoms of when something could be a little bit more serious, so that they can identify those, they can help reassure. And if people do need to go straight to A&E or do need an appointment with their GP, they can advise that that's the right place to go.
That's good, because I suppose a lot of people must think, well, they're going to end up seeing a GP anyway, but the pharmacist can probably do the opposite. They can tell you, they can reassure you that you needn't see a GP.
Well, there are lots of minor illnesses that affect us all every day. Pharmacists see them every single day of the week. They can tell people about the normal duration of something like a cold or a cough. They can give advice about doses of medicines to take and what medicines should be avoided for particular people. So they can give an expert advice. They can give reassurance. So they are the first point of contact for people, and they can advise when actually going to your doctor is important.
Excellent. And the stat I've got in front of me then is that this could save the NHS £850 million a year.
Absolutely, because GP attendances and A&E attendances are very costly, and we want to reserve those for people who really need them so that the NHS is there for you when you are seriously ill.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much. It's been very, very interesting. If you'd like to find out more about this, where can people get more information?
Our NHS Choices website, nhs.uk, has a lot more information on this and can help you find the nearest pharmacy to you that's open.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.